Current state on 90.5 WKAR. The Lansing Symphony Orchestra's next Masterworks concert is tomorrow night at Wharton Center, and our Melissa Benmark has looked into the program and the event. She joins us now. What's going on tomorrow night?
Ooh, lots of good 20th century American music. Leonard Bernstein, Aaron Copland, and a trombone concerto. Unusual instrument for a concerto, but it'll be played by MSU Music faculty member Ava Ordman. And I spoke with Timothy Muffet about this trombone concerto by an American composer that you may not have heard of before, but you will if you check out the concert.
Donald Erb was a very important 20th century composer, and he worked both in the acoustic world and also in electronic music, which in the 20th century was really the advent and major developments in electronic music happened then. But he writes really extraordinary music that incorporates many non-traditional techniques for playing the instrument and for playing all the instruments, not only the trombone, which is the featured instrument in the concerto, whom is asked to do many things other than just the traditional style of playing trombone, but also the orchestra does many non-traditional things. But as a whole, the piece comes together into a remarkable piece of music that really makes a powerful impact.
You also have Copland's Letters from Home, which I understand was commissioned for a radio broadcast. Tell us a little bit about that.
The title says it all. I mean, anyone that knows Aaron Copland, this came from his most popular period of his music, with the same time that he wrote Appalachian Spring and Lincoln Portrait. And so anyone who's familiar with Copland's music and they know of a work of his called Letter from Home can probably get a good idea of what it sounds like. It's just a sweet, lovely piece. A little bit of drama in the middle, have to have some of that. But a very appealing piece of kind of Americana nostalgia.
And then the Leonard Bernstein Symphonic Dances from West Side Story. It's music that a lot of people are familiar with. How do you take a symphonic arrangement like that and take it out of the, you know, people might have the words in their head or whatever. How do you approach that as a just getting them to focus on maybe the music and not so much what they know from the musical?
Sure. Well, I think Bernstein and his collaborators on this, he had Sid Raymond, I'm never sure how that's pronounced, and one other gentleman worked on this orchestration, and they took care of that for us. And I think the beauty of this piece, the Symphonic Dances from West Side Story, he borrowed that title from Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, I'm sure. The idea was to take it out of the pit orchestra configuration where, you know, you have a band of 25 or 30 people and set it for truly symphonic forces. We have the full complement of the symphony orchestra, including a very broad percussion section. We have an alto saxophone in there and full symphonic brass. And really bring the piece to a whole new light, the light of the concert hall. I think it brings out a great deal of the richness and drama in the music.
Movement of that you are particularly fond of?
Well, you know, it really flows. It's a through-composed set of dances. So we transition from one right to the other. And you just can't go, this is such inspired music. I mean, it'd be hard to choose. We've got the rumble in there, the mambo is in there, the party scene. Then there's some Jets and Sharks music, and I mean, it's just really, but it holds together so nicely. It's really a wonderful setting of that very famous and popular music into the symphonic statement.
And then there's the Candide Overture, which back when I was a classical music host was my very favorite way to start a shift. What do you enjoy about that, and what do you think the listeners will enjoy?
Well, again, it's just a really inspired piece, 4 minutes of music that without a single note out of place, and really came from a genius who was inspired, you know. So that says it all for me. It's a classic and probably one of everybody's favorite pieces of music for good reason.
Bernstein, you know, noted so much as a conductor. Do you notice differences in conducting someone's work who was that great of a conductor?
You know, that's a good question. There are a lot of parallels between. I just worked on a performance of a Mahler symphony, and a lot of parallels between Bernstein and Mahler, and Bernstein enjoyed pointing out those parallels as well. Bernstein, you know, really wanted to be known as a composer, even more so than a conductor, and so I think he may have been. He wrote a great deal of music. A few pieces are still played with some regularity. I think we come at it, the fact that he was a conductor doesn't affect the way we come at the music. It oftentimes means that the composer will be highly specific in what they write because they know what kind of problems and questions are encountered. We certainly see that with Mahler as well, who wrote volumes of information in his scores along with just the notes and a lot of instructions. We don't see quite so much with Bernstein, but the music is the music, and we just come at it the same way, I think.
Conductor Timothy Muffett, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.